Blog Talk Radio.
He is not confined, he can found. Resign, he resounds. He is not restrained. Oh, hear the sound. Oh, hear the sound. Rocks are falling, the broken calling to the God who moves the mountains. The earth is the weary waking to the God who moves the mountain, the God who moves the mountain, yeah. He is not surprised, he surrounds. He cannot be stopped.
welcome to Reaching Out Radio. Praise God. To be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, to reach out. Praise God. I'm so glad that you're tuned in tonight and listening. And God has truly blessed. And as I sought the Lord for this message, it was such a message that touched my heart so. And I pray that it will be the same blessing to you that it was to me. Praise God, because truly I was blessed in studying and seeking out this word. Praise God. And what the title of the message is tonight, see your problems as miracle opportunities. Hallelujah. And I know that all of us got problems from time to time that arise, and we need to look at that situation and begin to praise God for what the outcome is going to be. Praise God. I know it's no fun when you're going through the fall, when you're going through the test, the trial, it's no fun. Praise God, but the victory at the end, hallelujah, how sweet it is. Glory to God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, we thank you for this privilege and this honor to get into your word and just to seek you, Lord, and to see what you would have to say about the situations and the circumstances within our lives. And God, I'm asking you to bless each and every one that's hearing this word or that's going to hear this word. Lord, you know who you're sending this word out to tonight. And God, I'm asking you to help them to receive what you are saying to them. Lord, bless each and every one tonight. Lord, we pray for them, their families. Lord, every home that's represented on this radio that's listening or going to listen, bless them, Lord. God, I'm asking you to open the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings that they're not even room enough to receive. Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I told you the title, see your problems as miracle opportunities. And I want to tell you this first before I get into the scriptures, because when I read this, praise God, I got so excited. Hallelujah. Just to think of what that is really saying unto me. And I pray it blesses you, hallelujah, like it blessed me. Listen, miracles require a divine intervention. Hallelujah. This is something which cannot happen by human means. Praise God. And God would not have given us so many promises that require miracles if he wasn't going to do it. I want you to think about that for a minute. Hallelujah. Every promise in this book is mine. Hallelujah. If I live right, if I walk uprightly before the Lord, if I put my trust in him, I know everything is going to be all right. Do I have tests? Yeah. Do I have trials? Yes, I do. Am I going through the fire? Yes, I am. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you about a God, hallelujah, that is a miracle worker. Praise God. Now remember, God would not have put these promises in his word. Praise God. These promises that we're going to talk about tonight are in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And His Word is forever settled in heaven, and it ain't going to change. Praise God. That makes me so excited tonight. Hallelujah. To know that these promises will come to pass in my life if I keep holding to God's unchanging hand. Praise God. I know I'm going to make it through the fire. Hallelujah. The winds might blow. The rain might come. Hallelujah. But I'm going to make it. Why? Because God is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Praise God. Remember, there are so many promises in the Word that require miracles. And if He did not intend for us to experience these, they would not be in the Word of God. Miracles they're not on some kind of regular basis. There's not a day set aside just for miracles, but we, get this, hallelujah, we serve a God of miracles. Praise God, hallelujah. I serve a God that's able. Hallelujah. If a miracle's needed in my life, I'm telling you, I serve a God, hallelujah, that's able to bring it to pass. I serve a God that will not let me down. Hallelujah. I am so excited tonight about this Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about some interesting people here in the Word of God. Praise God. And the first scripture that I'm going to go to, I was going to go to 2 Kings 6 first, but now I'm going to go to 2 Kings chapter 4. Praise God. Excuse me. Excuse me. It says in chapter 4, and I encourage you, get a pen and paper, and anything I say, get your word. And if it lines up with the Word of God, receive it. If it don't line up with the Word of God, don't you receive it. Praise God. We don't want anything but the Word of God. In Revelations, it told us, it said, if you add to it, the plagues will be added unto you. If you take away, your name will be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So I don't want to take nothing from the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to tell it right like it is. Praise God. Now there cried a woman, a certain woman, excuse me, of the wife of the son of the prophets, named Elisha, serving. The servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and that thy creditors is come to take unto them my two sons to be bondsmen. Think about that. This woman, her husband died. He was a man of God. Praise God. They loved the Lord. And here come Elisha. And he told her in the second verse, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thine handmaid had not anything in thy house save a pot of oil. Think about that. That's all she had. The creditors, they was coming to take her two sons to make them bondsmen that they would pay for that debt. Praise God, but she needed her sons, and she needed a miracle. Hallelujah. a divine intervention from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Think about that. In verse 3, then he said, go borrow the vessels, borrow of all thy neighbors, borrow even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou hast art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out into these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the man of God told her what to do. Now remember, she saved. All she had was a pot of oil. So that means she had one pot. And when the man of God told her to go to all of her neighbors and borrow all of these vessels, it was for a reason. Hallelujah. Because a divine intervention was about to happen. Glory. Hallelujah. And he told her to go in and shut the door. Hallelujah. Her and her sons, and as they went in and shut the oil, they had the vessels in there, and she began to pour. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet vessels. And they said unto her, there is none, vessels none. But the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Hallelujah. Tell me that was not a divine intervention from God. Praise God. All she had was a pot of oil. She was getting ready to lose her sons. Think about that. Her husband had already passed, and she was ready to lose her sons because of the bill she owed that she could not pay. Praise God. And when the man of God came and told her what to do, she did exactly that. And when God gives you a word, and you obey that word, hallelujah, I'm telling you, God will show up and show out, glory to God, and miracles will happen. Now, this is nothing that could have happened by human means. Praise God, because that was one pot of oil. When a pot of oil is gone, it's gone. But she began to empty it, and it said the oil stayed. Hallelujah. And she had enough to pay her bills, and not only pay her bills, but to live on the rest of it. Hallelujah. Think about that. Is that not a God of miracles? Hallelujah. Because he knew even if her bills was paid, she would have to have money to live on. So he made the way for that too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. That makes me so excited, because I know that God is no respecter of person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. Just as he met this widow woman's needs, he will meet mine. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God to know that he meets every need, that nothing is too hard for God. Praise God. I want you to listen to even from verse 8. I'm not going to read all of it, but you can go and read it. It's verse 8 through through 37 in that same chapter there, 2 Kings 4. And Elisha passed through, and there was a great woman there, and she knew that Elisha came by that way all the time. And she told her husband, she said, "Let's do something for the man of God." I'm not reading it word for word. I'm telling you because there's so much scriptures we got to go through tonight. But I want you to go back up and study this and see what God did. So the man of God, he came by there so regular that she made him a little chamber. She put everything in it that he would need, and he wanted her to be blessed, but she had no children. So he prayed for her, and she had a son. Think about that. Glory to God. And her husband was old. So this was a divine intervention from God. She couldn't have children. So one day her son, he died. And the woman took her child, laid him in the bed where the man of God stayed when he come through that town. And she went and found the man of God, and he looked at her, and he said, "Is everything okay?" And she said, "All is well." Now think about this. Her son is laying there dead in the man of God's bed, and she said, "All is well." Praise God. I'm telling you, when we go through the tests and trials that we go through, it's so important for us to speak the word of God. So she said, "All is well." And the Lord, it said in here, he hid it from, he didn't reveal this to Elisha, what was going on with the child, but he went back with her. And he went in, and the child was laying there, so he laid on that child, and he became warm. And then the child sneezed 7 times, then he opened his eyes, and Elisha called the Shilamite woman. And he called her in. He said, "Come in and take up thy son." And think about that. Even while her son was laying there dead, she said, "All is well," because she knew in who she served. Praise God. And her son, praise God, came back to life. Praise God. Opened his eyes, and his mom came in and took him home. Think about that. What a mighty God is that. Hallelujah. That's able to raise the dead. There is nothing too hard for our God. All we got to do is put our trust in him and believe him that we are coming out on top. Praise God. And remember, every trick that the devil plans for you, praise God, he's going to fall in it himself. Hallelujah. Why? Because God will bring you out. Praise God. And on down in 2 Kings chapter 7, praise God, verse 3 through 8. Let's turn over there to 7. Let's just go first to chapter 5 and talk about Naaman. how many knows what it says here in 1 Kings 5 where it talks about Naaman? Naaman, he was a leper. And he was the captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. He was a leper, though. And his servant told him about a man of God. Hallelujah. His name was Elisha. Think about that. Glory. And so, when he went there, Elisha didn't even come out. He told him, he said, go, sent word and said, go dip in the Jordan 7 times, and thou will be clear and healed of thy leprosy, that you'll be clean. Think about that. And Naaman, he began to get mad, and he was wroth, and he didn't want to do it because he said, here in our land, we got better waters than these. Why do I have to go dip in the Jordan? He was complaining about the water. And his servant told him, she said, if he would have told you some big thing, you would have done it. So why not obey? So Naaman went down to the Jordan, just like he was told to do. And he went in the Jordan, and he began to dip himself. And 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, all the way up to 6 times. Nothing happened. Praise God. But on that 7th time, hallelujah, that he dipped in the Jordan, praise God, when he raised up out of that water, glory to God, he was cleansed. Hallelujah. It said his flesh became like a child's flesh. Think about that. He was cleaned of his leprosy. But he had to obey the Lord, and he had to do it the way that the Lord said do it. Praise God through the man of God. And the Lord talks to us many different ways. Maybe he'll tell you himself. Maybe it'll be by a man or a woman of God. But when you know it's God, be obedient unto that very thing that the Lord is telling you to do. Hallelujah. And you will get your miracle. Think about that. The Jordan, the dirty water, could that heal anything of leprosy? No. It was a divine intervention from God. Hallelujah. But he had to be specific in doing what he was told to do. Praise God. And you and I today, we need to obey God. And we need to do it God's way. Hallelujah. If you want to see these promises come to pass that the Lord told you would, praise God, you have got to do it God's way. Praise God. And I'm getting ready to tell you about and read a few scriptures here in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 through 8. I want you to remember, God's word is full of promises which require miracles. A divine intervention from God, something which cannot happen by human means. Praise God. God truly is blessing his people. Hallelujah. And we serve a God of miracles. Glory. There is nothing that our God cannot do. Praise God. If we put our trust in Him and believe Him that He'll do it, He sure enough will do it. Praise God. In Kings here, praise God, they was four leopards. And they was outside the gates, and they said there's famine in the land. But they decided within themselves that they said, why sit ye here until we die? Glory to God, they was doomed if they stayed outside or if they come in. But a divine intervention from God happened. I'm telling you, it blows my mind the things that God has done for His people through the Word and is still doing it today. Hallelujah. He said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. Hallelujah. Therefore, I can count on God. Glory, He will not let me down. Praise God. These four leopards here, they was outside the gate. Praise God. And they said, why sit ye here until we die? Praise God. Let me read some scriptures here. Hallelujah. I get excited when I talk about the Word of God because it is exciting to know, hallelujah, what kind of God we serve. Praise God, a God of miracles. He divinely intervenes into our situations and makes the miracles happen. Glory. And this is in 2 Kings 7, verse 3. I'll probably read verse 3 through 8. And there were four leper men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit ye here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die. And if we sit here, we're going to die. Now, therefore, come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrian. If they save us alive, we will live, and if they kill us, we shall be dead. And they rose up in the twilight. I want you to listen. I want you to listen to what God did for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I lost my place. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp, the Syrians beheld there was no man there. Now listen to 6. This is why that there was no Syrian left in the camp. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Lord did. For the Lord had made, listen to that, He had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and some of horses, even a noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lest the king of Israel has hard against us, the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Therefore they rose up and fled in the twilight and left their tents their horses, their asses in the camp as it was, and they fled for their lives. Think about that. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. He had all of them hear such a great noise that fear hit them, and they thought all these kings had come together against them. And what did they do? They fled. And there wasn't nobody there but four leopards. Hallelujah. Glory. And when their leopards came to the uttermost part of a camp, they went in one tent, and they did eat, and they drank, and they carried therefore the silver, the gold, the remnant. Hallelujah. And when they had went out and hid it, they came again into the camp and entered into another tent, and they carried out hence also, and they hid it. And they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is the day of good tidings." Hallelujah. "And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and take to and tell the king's household." And they came and told it unto them. Praise God, what had happened, how that the Lord had made them hear a noise, and how they fled. Praise God. And the leopards went in. Praise God. They ate, they drank, and they got all the spoils. Praise God. The silver, the gold, the remnant. Praise God. They left everything. They didn't even take their horses. They was running for their life. Praise God. And they wasn't nothing there but the voice of the Lord letting them hear the noise. Praise God. And fear come upon them. Praise God. And they fled out of that camp. Ain't that like our God? Hallelujah. Praise God, because the leopards had made up their mind they wasn't going to sit there till they died. They said, "If the Syrians kill us, we'll just be dead." Praise God, but God had another plan. Praise God, they had ran for their life when nothing wasn't after them. Hallelujah. They heard a voice because the Lord allowed them to hear that. Praise God that they would leave all the spoils, that they would leave everything and depart out of that place. Praise God. On over in 2 Kings chapter 20, praise God, there was a man named Hezekiah. I want you to listen to all these different things. Okay, first, there was a woman that all she had was a cruse of oil, one pot of oil, and her sons was going to be taken. God made a way for her to keep her sons, pay her bills off, and money to live on. What kind of God is that? Hallelujah! That takes care of you and I. And look at these leopards. What God did for them. He let the enemy hear a noise and cause them to run off. And Naaman dipped in the Jordan. He was in need of a healing because he was a leper. And he had to dip in dirty water to be healed. Does that make sense in our human mind? No. But God is God all by himself. Hallelujah. He said, my thoughts is not your thoughts. My ways is not your ways. Hallelujah. His is so high above ours that we couldn't even contain it. Glory. I'm so glad that he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. I just got to let him be God. I've got to let go and let God. I have got to take the brakes off. I want you to think about that. Praise God, just as Naaman had to take the brakes off and give in and go dip in what he thought was dirty water. Hallelujah, because that's the only way that he was going to be made whole if he did it exactly the way that God said did it. Hallelujah, the leopards. The Lord let the enemy hear the sound. Praise God. Now we're going to read about Hezekiah. Now, I want to tell you, Hezekiah was sick, nigh unto death. He was so sick, he was ready to die. But I want to read this to you, and I'm going to tell you what happened. Praise God. We're in 2 Kings chapter 20. And I'm going to read verse 1 through 6. In those days which Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, listen, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But you know what Hezekiah did? Listen to verse 2. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now I walk before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He had turned his face to the wall because the man of God came to him. Hezekiah knew he was dying, and the man of God said, set your house in order, for you're going to die. Praise God. But when Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, praise God, and wept, listen what happened. And it came to pass after Isaiah was gone out into the midst of the court, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, again, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Syria. And I will defend this city for my oath's sake. Hallelujah. For my servant David's sake. So Hezekiah, he was sick unto death, and the prophet told him, said, you're going to die, and you're not going to live. So Hezekiah set his face unto the wall, and he cried out to God. Praise God, and he didn't die. God told him exactly how long he was going to give him. He added 15 years unto his life. Praise God. And he delivered the city out of the hands of the Syrians. Think about that. Praise God. I'm telling you, we serve a mighty God, people. They ain't nothing too hard for God. God is a miracle worker. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Just think about it. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28, through 47, praise God, is talking about David and Goliath. Praise God. And if you all have time, get in your word and read this. Hallelujah, because truly it will bless your soul, because I'm telling you, God is a mighty God. Praise God. I want you to think about this. Praise God. Even when David, you know about the story about David and Goliath, how that Goliath was this mighty giant, and he was just torturing the people of God. They was afraid of him, and they was hiding, and Goliath was coming out talking all kinds of stuff, and David, his brothers, was fighting in the battle, and his father sent him to bring his brothers some lunch. So when he went to take them their cheese and stuff, praise God, David began to think. He said, he went to the king and he asked permission to go fight Goliath. And the king told him, said, okay, take my arm. You got to put my armor on. And David said, I can't do that. I ain't proved that. In other words, I don't know if that stuff would work, but I know what I got in me works. Hallelujah. Because he served a true and living God. And Goliath was mocking God. And David got angry because that he was doing this. And so he told the king, he said, I'll fight him, but I can't use your armor. I ain't proved it. I don't know if that stuff works or not, in other words. That's paraphrasing it. So what David did, he took his sling. He told the king, he said, I killed a bear, I killed a lion, and I'll take down this giant too. Hallelujah. Glory. Because he knew in the God that he served. Praise God. So what did David do? He went by the brook. Now remember, David was a shepherd. He took care of the sheep. So when anything would come up against the sheep, David had a slingshot. And so he went by the brook and picked up 5 smooth stones. And here Goliath was telling him, when he come to him, he was laughing. He thought it was funny because David was a little runny lad. And here Goliath was about 10 feet tall. And here stood David. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm telling you, God was on his side. Hallelujah. And size didn't matter. Goliath's armor didn't matter. Hallelujah. All David had, praise God, was 5 smooth stones and a slingshot. But he knew the greatest thing at all that he had was God. Praise God. And he knew that God was with him. Praise God, because God had took care of him through every situation, and he come out victorious. Praise God. So here Goliath was telling him that he said, okay, I'm going to cut your head off, and I'm going to feed it to the fowls of the air. Hallelujah. Do you think that scared David? I'm telling you, Satan is roaring loud today but don't let that scare you. Praise God, because if you're a child of God, if you're born again, hallelujah, washed in the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and you can whoop any devil by the power of God, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We have got power and authority over the devil. We just got to use what we got. We got to know our weapons. Praise God. In Ephesians 6, the Lord already lets you know to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Praise God, that you'll be able to shield all the fiery darts that he'll throw at you. Hallelujah. But getting back to David, praise God, I'm telling you, David stood there and he took his slingshot, hallelujah, and he put a stone in it, and he began to sling it around, hallelujah, and he released it. Praise God. Now, I want you to remember something first. Goliath had armor on his, he had a helmet on, and he had armor all down the front, and he had a shield. He was protected in every area but his forehead. Think about that. Hallelujah. Guess what? Praise God, when David began to sling that slingshot around, hallelujah, he released it. It hit Goliath right in the forehead and knocked him down. And David ran up to him, took Goliath's sword and cut his head off, and fed it to the fowls of the air. Hallelujah. So what the devil means for your harm, God will turn it around for your good if you but trust the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to see your problems as miracle opportunities. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to flip on over to the New Testament now. Praise God. And I want you to remember, the same powerful God that was in the Old Testament, praise God, is still alive and well in the New Testament, because he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on Calvary. Hallelujah, that you and I might even have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. I want you first to go to Romans. Let's go to Romans 8. And then we're going to talk about some different ones in here. Praise God, but let's go to Romans chapter 8. Praise God, there's some interesting things in here. Praise God, and if you study, you'll find them. Ask the Lord where he would have you to read. Praise God, and he will direct you, and I guarantee it's going to be something you need. If it's not that minute, it might be tomorrow, it might be the next day, but you're going to need it, or the Lord would not direct you in that area. Okay, praise God, how many knows Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Praise God. The first three words is some powerful keys that you got to know and that you got to hold on to. And we know. Let's say that together. And we know. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know something. Glory to God. I know that everything is going to be all right, that I can face my circumstances knowing that I good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. He has a purpose. Glory. And I know that everything's going to be all right. I know the devil's a liar. I know I'm coming out of this valley. I know my bills is going to be paid. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to have a car. Praise God. All these things is something that I need for the glory of God. Praise God. I need them, and God will supply them. Hallelujah. I just got to do it God's way. Because my way wouldn't work anyway. Your way wouldn't work anyway. God's way is the only way that will work. Praise God. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. He that spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with these also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, that rather that he is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Think about it. Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? For it is written, for thy sake ye are killed all the day long. Ye are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all things, we, hallelujah, who is we? The body of Christ, those that are born again, hallelujah, standing for God, are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height nor depth, neither any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Think about that. It started out in 28, and we know, glory to God, we know some things, don't we? Praise God, and we're going to rise up, and we're going to shake this stuff off, hallelujah, not going to let it hinder us, not going to let it hold us back, because we are more than conquerors, hallelujah, through him that loves us. Praise God, the one that gave his life on Calvary, that you and I could be saved. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Paul said here, I'm persuaded. Are you persuaded today? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angel nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, neither height nor depth, nor neither any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, it's going to go here to the New Testament. Praise God. And I'm telling you, that is exciting to know that we are more than conquerors, than that if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. They might as well quit right now. Praise God, because everything they're trying to do is just going to cause you to be blessed, 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 blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The more Satan messes, the more God blesses. Think about that. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. This thing is not going to get us. It's not going to get us down. Hallelujah. That we are going to make it. Praise God, because God is making a way where there seemeth to be no way. Hallelujah, because he is the way. Hallelujah, he is all in all today. He's all that I need. He's all that I will ever need. Glory is him. I need more and more and more of him. Glory to God, I need more of him today than I did yesterday. And I'm going to need more tomorrow than I had today. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if I pull in, if I draw nigh, he'll draw nigh. Glory to God, if I submit myself unto the Lord, resist the devil, he will flee. Glory to God. He can't hang around where the presence of God is, where the anointing's flowing. Hallelujah. Glory. When the atmosphere begins to change and the presence of the Lord is evident. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that things begin to happen. Praise God. Just like they did for Lazarus. Praise God. How many remembers Lazarus and Mary and Martha? They was Jesus's close friends. Yes, they was. And Jesus was out preaching and Lazarus got sick. And they sent for Jesus. And he tarried there certain days. He didn't come right then when they sent him, because they told him he's sick nigh unto death. Come, come and heal him, and he'll live. But Jesus tarried there for a while, for certain days, because he knew the power of God was getting ready to be revealed to them. Hallelujah, that he was the resurrection power. Hallelujah, glory. And so when Jesus did come, Lazarus had been dead 4 days already. Praise God, and everybody was gathered around crying and carrying on because Lazarus was dead and he was greatly loved. So even when Jesus come and seen all of them weeping, Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. And he told them, one of the sisters said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Said, I know he'll live again in the resurrection. Hallelujah. But she was talking to the resurrection. Glory to God, the power of God that was in Jesus, praise God, would resurrect, glory to God, and raise him. When Jesus called his name, and he told him, he said, where have you laid them? They said, Master, he's been dead 4 days already. He stinks by now. Jesus said, where are you laid him? Take me there. So they took him there, and they had laid a great stone about the door, and he told them, he said, roll back a stone. So they rolled the stone back, and Jesus, with a loud voice, said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. telling you, that dead man got up, hallelujah, because life came back into that body, praise God, and Lazarus came out bound from his head to his feet, because back then they wrapped him in grave clothes. Praise God, and they that was standing around, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. And they unwrapped Lazarus, glory to God, and he was alive and well. Praise God. Why? Jesus called his name, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God that even the dead will rise at that voice. Praise God. All he had to do was call his name, and he came forth, and he told him, loose him and let him go. And as I was praying, as I was praying about this message, and when the Lord had put this scripture in, he said tonight, glory, some that was listening was going to be resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You feel like there's no life left in you because everybody has knocked it out of you. Praise God. It looks like troubles on every hand. It looks like nothing's getting better. It looks like it's only getting worse. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, Jesus is on the scene. He's a miracle worker. He's a divine intervention for what you need. It can't happen by human means, but by the power, the spoken word of God, it will come to pass. And right now, glory, I speak life in these situations, in these circumstances. I speak life, come to life. Some of you right now that's bound up from your head to your feet, I speak, be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be set free by the power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Death can't hold you. The grave can't hold you. The sting of death can't hold you. Because Jesus says, come forth, be resurrected. Hallelujah. There's marriages right now, oh my God, that God is speaking life. The resurrection power of God is speaking life back into that marriage, life back into that ministry. That which was dying, I speak life. That which is cold, that which is lukewarm, I speak, be on par in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come forth. Obey the Lord. Glory to God. You that have been commissioned, get up. Get up and be about your Father's business. This is the hour and this is the time for the divine intervention of God. Hallelujah. Remember, every promise in this book, this B-I-B-L-E, every promise in it belongs to you if you're born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, walking uprightly before the Lord, putting your trust in Him. Our trust is not in man. Man will let you down. I'll let you down, but Jesus will never, ever, ever let you down. Hallelujah, because he's the one that's there at all times. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. But he'll be right there for you. He'll be right there with you. Right now, that are all alone, and you got your head hung down, and you're thinking that nobody don't care. But I'm telling you right now, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending, he cares. He cares about your situation. He cares how you've been persecuted. You've been put down. You've been walked on, stomped on. But it's time to arise and shake yourself and be about your Father's business. And those that have put you down, those that said you'll never amount to nothing, you'll never be nothing, their mouth is going to drop open when the resurrection power of God hits your life and you become alive. Glory to God. And a rhythm of miracle living begins to enter into you, and you walk in the fullness, in the purpose that Jesus intended for your life to be. Hallelujah. Glory. Things is going to begin to spring forth. A new anointing shall fall on the people of God. A new strength is going to be poured out. This miracle that you're in need of will come to pass. Glory, watch and see what God does. And you're going to know that it was a divine intervention from God, that no human means, nobody could have done it. Nobody could have opened the door that's getting ready to open for you. Hallelujah. And that door that closed, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Because when one door closes, God opens another one. Glory. Hallelujah. He can open a door and no man can shut it. And he can shut it and no man can open it. Hallelujah. Think about it. Praise God. Back in 2 Kings. Hallelujah. There was another widow woman that only had a little bit of meal in her meal barrel. And her and her son, she was going to fix a little cake for them. And her and her son was going to eat it and die. But the man of God came by. He said, fix me a little cake first. Remember, there was a famine in the land. Hallelujah. She had no way to get any more. But when the man of God said, fix mine first, the woman obeyed, and she made him a cake first. And guess what? Her and her son ate, but they didn't die. Glory to God, because her meal barrel never run dry through the whole famine. It stayed. Glory to God, every time she'd dip it out, praise God, it was still there. She would dip more out and it was still there. Hallelujah, through the whole famine. Tell me, my God ain't a God that will supply. No matter what the need is, no matter what he has to do to get her done, he'll do it. Praise God, think about Paul and Silas. Glory to God in Acts 16, as they was in prison, praise God for preaching the word of God, They was in stocks and bonds, but you think that stopped them? They didn't have a pity party like a lot of us would have today. And I can tell you, because I've had my share, glory, I'll be the first to admit I've had a lot of pity parties, but they didn't get me nowhere. When I did what Paul and Silas did, that's what brought me victory. And if you're going through right now, begin to lift your hands and praise God. I don't care who's around. I don't care who will see you. Hallelujah. You begin to lift your hands and praise God, and miracles will take place because God is in the midst of praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. Glory to God. Paul and Silas is a witness. They was there in stocks and bonds. Praise God, they had soldiers on each side of them. But do you think that stopped them? No. They begin to praise the Lord. Glory to God. And you know what the Lord did? He sent an earthquake, and it shook the very foundation of the prison. Hallelujah, that all the doors was open and everyone's bands was loose. They was all free. Hallelujah. Why? Because Paul and Silas, glory to God, they was praising and worshiping God. Hallelujah. Glory. Think about it, how wonderful that must have been to see them in prison. Remember, they've been beaten, and they was put in prison for doing good, but they didn't blame God. They praised God that they was worthy to suffer persecution for his name's sake. If we today would just go by these same principles, when bad things happen, don't blame God, praise God. Hallelujah, because we know what the outcome will be if we do. Praise God. And the jailer here, he knew that the king would kill him if all the prisoners was loose. But Paul said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. Praise God. And he said, he sprung in. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? How wonderful that must have been. Glory to God. To see that jailer come in and fall down and say, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. And he took them out and he washed their stripes. And the jailer was saved and his whole house was saved. Think about that. The jailer and his whole house was saved. Why? Because Paul and Silas wasn't going to blame God. Glory to God, they was going to praise him. Hallelujah. Just think about Moses at the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his host behind him. The Red Sea in front of him. Praise God, but he began to pray. And the Lord said, stretch your rod out over the sea. Think about this. Now, we're talking about the Red Sea. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about no puddle of water. I'm not talking about a lake. I'm talking about a sea. Hallelujah. Glory. And he stretched his rod out. Glory to God. And the Lord caused a wind to come and blew on it. Hallelujah. And the waters parted. Hallelujah. And God's people went through on dry ground. I want you to imagine that in your mind. Praise God, the Red Sea was parted. Now they went through water. Glory to God, standing on each side of them. But where they went through was dry. Was that not a divine intervention from God? Hallelujah. Glory to God, don't tell me no little stick could have done it. It was the power of God behind that stick. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm telling you people today, remember that every promise in that book is yours. Glory to God, anything that requires a miracle takes a divine intervention from God. And I know I've said that a lot through this message, but I want you to get it. I want you to get that divine intervention, because that's what God is doing. Oh, glory to the Son of Man and the Son. Oh, yay, 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 yay. Hallelujah. You that was going to turn it off, but you decided to listen a little bit longer. Glory to God. God got your attention, and you know that you know that you know that this word tonight was for you. Yes, you. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. Hallelujah. That he prepared this message for you. He knew that you would be listening. He knew that you would hear this message. You that's going to hear it later. Remember, a divine intervention from God. He knew exactly when you're going to hear this word, and he wants you to receive it, because he is a miracle worker, and he is for you. Just think about Noah building that ark. I want you to think about that. Think about this big ark that's going to hold two of every animal. And Noah and his family, praise God, he believed God. When God said it was going to rain, he believed it. And God told him to build an ark, and him and his family would be saved. But all the time, I think it was like 200 years or so, it was a long time that he was preaching and working on that ark. Hallelujah. But the people did not believe it, because it had not rained up to that point. But I'm telling you something that's never happened. If God said it's going to happen, you can take it to the bank, because it will come to pass. Because up until that point, the dew come up from the ground. But the Lord said, because of sin, because they wouldn't repent, they wouldn't believe the word of the Lord, only Noah and his family was saved. Why? They believed the Lord and they entered into the ark. And I want you to know, when they entered into the ark, the word said that God shut the door. When God shut that door, it began to rain. Think about that. It began to rain. And the people knew then what Noah had been preaching to them the whole time, that he was building the ark, that they wouldn't receive the word of God. They laughed at him. They mocked at him. Praise God, but I'm telling you, him and his family were saved because they believed the word of the Lord. Do you believe God's word tonight? Do you believe what the Lord is saying to you? Hallelujah. Each one of you, you know who God's talking to. Hallelujah. I know when this word come forth, I know it was for me. Hallelujah. Because I need some divine intervention in my life. Glory to God, that's going to take a miracle from God to get some things done that need to be done. But guess what? You can count on it. I'll tell you right now, glory to God, there's going to be a car sitting in my driveway. Hallelujah. I'll just tell you, mine's been tore up for about 5 months now, and I can't get it fixed. Don't have no money to buy one, but I'm telling you, I'm going to be driving a car, hallelujah, or a van, whatever God sees fit to give me. Glory to God, I want it. Maybe it's a bus. I don't know, because I don't know all God's plans. Praise God, he just tells me bits and pieces. All I got to do is believe him. Glory to God. And when he says walk, I'm going to walk. When he says step, I'm going to step. If he says stand still, I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm telling you, I need some divine intervention in other areas in my life, in my finances. And guess what? It's coming. Hallelujah. You all can listen. It's coming. Hallelujah. I believe God. I don't know how. I don't know when, but I know my God's word is true. He said he would meet my every need. He said if I would put him first and seek him, all these other things will be added unto me. What is these things? The money that I need to live on. Hallelujah. God supplies. He takes care of me. Glory to God. Every time there's a need, God makes a way. Hallelujah. There's some things that I'm praying about. And I know, did you hear what I said? I know they're going to come to pass, because my God is a miracle worker. They ain't nothing too hard for him. My God is the one that said, let there be light. And they were. Hallelujah. Everything he spoke into existence come to pass. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, he's speaking right now. Glory to God. Let the church hear what the angel is saying unto the church, because truly the Lord is speaking right now, and there's some that's listening that you started to flip it off, but God got your attention. He said he's married to the backslider. It's time to come home. It's time to do the work that God's called you to do. And there's some ministers out there right now that's struggling, that's right on the verge of giving up and throwing in the towel. But I'm telling you, you're going to see the churches grow. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is going to give the increase. When man comes on their own, they leave on their own. When they're sent by God, they stay, they stick it out through hell or high water, don't matter. A child of God will stand and fight, knowing when God has sent them somewhere. Hallelujah. I encourage you right now, share this message with somebody. Don't just keep it to yourself. Share it. If you got a pen and paper, I want you to write this down. I'm going to give you a few minutes here to get you some paper while I'm talking. And I want you to write this down or put it on something. Put it in your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever. Praise God. A miracle. When you get a miracle, it requires a divine intervention from God. A miracle is something that cannot happen by human means. Think about that. I want you to get that tonight. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, you're going to need it. You're going to need it. So get it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, as your spirit is flowing forth through the land, and you are speaking encouragement to the body of Christ. You see the hurting, the beat down, the push down, the stomped on, the lied on, the cheated on. Lord, you see all these that's hurting. Lord, they need a miracle. And I thank you right now, God, that you're going to them. That you are a God that shows up. And you're always on time. You're never late. I thank you right now. I'm asking you to touch each and every one that's listening. Those that are going to hear, touch their family, touch their churches, their ministries, the song ministries, Lord God, the fivefold ministries in the church. God, move in every area. God, I'm asking for the fruits of the Spirit to come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm asking you for love to come forth. God, minister in every area. God, I praise you right now for what you're doing, for how you're ministering to your people, Lord. Those that are hurting, oh, God, help them right now. Send them help, Lord. Lord, you said help comes from the sanctuary. Glory to God. Send them the help that's needed. God, I praise you and I thank you right now for this privilege to be able to share your word. God, touch each and every one, from the youngest to the oldest. Minister to every need. I thank you for the miracles that's going to take place. And I thank you for the testimonies that's going to take place. Praise God. Send your testimonies to Evangelist Montel Fields. Praise God. Reaching out radio. Glory to God. She loves the Lord with all of her heart. Hallelujah. And I praise God for everything that's taking place right now. Praise God. I thank him. Hallelujah. Glory. Because things is happening in the spiritual realm that the devil can't do nothing about. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank each and every one of you for listening tonight. Praise God. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. If you're ever in our area, come by, be with us. We'd love to have you. Praise God. Lord's will, nothing happens tomorrow night. Praise God. If you can, tune in. I'll be talking about Satan has no claim on the righteous. Praise God. And I'll be reading some in Job chapter 1, especially verse 8. If you want to go aforetime, go before tomorrow night and read that. Study on that. Hallelujah. And see what the Lord is saying. Satan has no claim to the righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you. God bless you. You have a wonderful evening. Remember, pray for us, pray for Evangelist Montel Fields, for Reaching Out Radio. Praise God for One Mind and One Accord Television. Praise God, that's going to be airing September the 8th at 8:30 in the morning. It's every Saturday morning. Praise God. And you can look it up. It's on her page and my page, the different TV stations that it will be on. I know it'll be on Now Network and Roku Network and streaming live on the internet, but there's many more. Look and see if it comes in your area. You will be blessed by it. Anointed women and men of God standing and declaring what thus saith the Lord, because we are determined. We're not going to back down. We're not going to give in to the enemy, but we're going to speak the word. We're going to tell you the truth. Hallelujah, because the truth will set you free. A lie will cause you to be in bondage. And if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. So we're going to tell you the truth. I encourage you on every one of Reaching Out Radio, get your pen and paper. Praise God, there's many different types of ministries that come forth on Reaching Out Radio. Hallelujah. Glory. And there's something that you need to hear, or the Lord would not have it on. Praise God. So tune into these things. Go back and look up. There's 300 and just a little bit over 300 different messages that you can click onto and hear. Glory. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Think about that. His word is still going out there. It's out there. And when it's in, it's out there. It's spoken. Glory to God. And it's not going to return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish what he sent it out to do. I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Remember, Jesus loves you. God bless you.